listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about how a small thing can guide a much bigger thing. And I want to read to you from James chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Here we go. James writes this. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. In the previous lines of his letters, James reminded teachers of the important responsibility they have to not do damage with the words that they speak. Now he expands that thought to everyone, not only to teachers. And James emphasized the power of the tongue. The pictures are simple enough to understand. He wrote, "We put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us." You see, a strong horse can be controlled by a small bit that's in its mouth. And then he wrote this, "Look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires." A large ship can be turned by a small rudder. Even so, when we have control over our tongue, it is an indication that we have control over our entire self. Whoever can control the tongue can bridle the whole body, as it says in James chapter 3, verse 2. The bit and the rudder are small but extremely important. If they're not properly controlled, then the entire horse is out of control, or the entire ship is out of control. In the same way, it is possible for something as small as the tongue to have tremendous power for either good or for evil. Yet notice, you don't solve the problem of an unruly horse by just keeping it in the barn. You don't fix the problem of a hard-to-steer ship by keeping it tied to the dock. In the same way, even a vow of silence is not the ultimate answer for the misuse of our tongue. You see, if the tongue is like a bit in the mouth of a horse or the rudder on a ship, it leaves us with the question, who or what holds the reins of that horse? Or who or what directs the rudder? Some people have no hand on the reins or the rudder, and therefore they say whatever comes into their mind. Other people direct their tongue from their emotions and say whatever they feel at the moment. Some people let their tongue do whatever their base, lower nature wants it to do, and they constantly speak curses and profanity. James points us towards having the Spirit of God working through the new man or new woman to set his directing hands on the reins and rudder that is our tongue. You see, with that guidance for the little part of our body that is our tongue, it will guide the larger thing, the power and the potential of our words to do good and to bring glory to God in this world. Today, choose to yield to the Spirit of God and His guiding hand, controlling not only what you say, but then your whole being alongside with it.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.